Here is an email for you, Gino. It says, how can a diabetic who needs to eat several small meals every few hours use this fasting technique?
We've had many diabetics do it, and they'd start lowering their insulin use very quickly. So you really got to monitor when you're on any pharmaceutical medications. We're not guzzling the juice. We're sipping it all day long in our wet window, and that's going to be your food, quote in quotes, for the time you're on this digestive vacation, on the master fast. And there's no problem with diabetics, sir. You know, this is what we like to put it. I really encourage everybody to let go and drop the big pharma names of disease.
Yeah.
They're all illusions made by man. The body can only see two things. It can see imbalanced state and a balanced state.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it creates balance is only through fasting and through plasmatic field interactions. So we remove all the obstructions, and what happens? The body starts finding its balance. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we got to do is stop eating for a long time. And when we go back to food, we never, ever, ever go back to 7 days a week, three meals a day, or whatever people are doing. That's ludicrous. We suggest 1 to 6 days per week maximum, 1 to 2 meals per day. There's people doing one meal a week on our system.
So I wonder how much subconscious, or if people aren't truly aware of their inner life 24/7, these thoughts that I got to drink water, otherwise I'll dehydrate, that could affect the whole mix, couldn't it, Gino?
It's programming, yeah. And it's very, very tough for all of us. I had the challenge with it because I was one who did a lot of research on water, Patrick, many years.
And you read all this stuff, it's just tough to remember.
Like vortex filters, ionizers, magnets. I went through so much. And I was one who experimented drinking up to 4 or 5 liters a day. And it was a horrific experience being in the bathroom all the time. Completely stresses out your kidneys and dehydrates you. We've had people that were doing the same as me and had a real challenge to break that belief system. But, you know, we encouraged them, stop drinking water. And they went through very, very thirsty states for some of them for weeks. And then all of a sudden, bang, the thirst is gone and they feel hydrated better than ever. Skin is better and so on and so forth. So we've broken the myth.
Oh, so the body. So what you're saying, let's see if I understand. What you're saying is that we believe we have to drink water. So we drink water. The body believes we need water. And then we quit drinking water. After a while, the body figures out, I don't need water. And it hydrates through the air and God.
Is
that fair the way you put that?
Through field interactions, but the key is to remove obstructions out of the body, or because most people, as we see, the general population is about 20 to 30% in a dehydrated state at the cellular level. And it comes clear when you fast them for a few days, how dehydrated they are.
Now say mm-hmm. that again. Oh, that was interesting. Say that.
People, the average person is at least 20 to 30% dehydrated at the cellular level.
Okay.
And the way you find what state a person is in very quickly is you put them on a 3-day dry fast. And most people can do up to 3 days. Some people can't even reach past 24 hours barely.
Well, what happens? What happens?
They're just in a dehydrated state. They start having many healing reactions and so on and so forth. They're just uncomfortable. Could get into heart palpitations, headaches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is where, you know, the Master Fast system supports and takes care of all these situations to help people go through these scenarios and work their way through it and strengthen and balance out their system.
But on a big picture, if somebody would just do the dry fast, if they were really courageous and adventurous and wanted to, experiment, they probably wouldn't die. They probably would burn through all of these things, right?
They'd probably just burn through it. Yeah, the dry fasting has been out for a while, but when we started sharing on MasterFast, we made it very popular. It was almost unheard of on the internet before we started sharing. There was not much information about it. Dr. Filonov, a Russian doctor, wrote a book on dry fasting. It's you can get a Google translated version in English online. It's free. and you get the gist of it.
But, what's his name?
Dr. Filonov.
Can you spell that?
Filonov. Let's see if I remember how to spell it.
Okay. I think people might want to look at that, and you can get a train. Okay.
I believe it's F-I-L-I-N-O-V, Filonov, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I may be wrong, but you'll find it if you find dry fasting, if the correct spelling. I'm not great at spelling in English.
Yeah.
That's not my purpose. Hmm. I don't focus on what I like to call the luciferic intellect of, our programming and our indoctrination through education and so on and so forth. I work through the information that comes through me, through the soul, through the heart, whatever you would like to call it.
Sure.
You know, I'm not a great communicator in the intellect, and I don't have any schooling. I don't have any certificates or none of that stuff. But the Master Fast system has helped more people than I've ever seen in the natural healing world, because I've been following it for a long time.
Yeah. Don writes in, have you studied with Keshe in any of his schools, classes, or seminars? And if so, when?
Yeah, in the late 2015, the fall of 2015, mm-hmm. I spent over 8 months in Italy with Keshe at the Spaceship Institute. But I became a student before that, and I continue to be a student. We're continuously learning and evolving with help from each other. It's an amazing new way to present this information. As he keeps saying, we keep adding to the knowledge. What we've learned up to this point was all for a purpose, but now we unleash the new knowledge, and we keep adding to it as we keep learning of this new plasma science, which is based on creation.
Hmm. Here's another email. Is it possible for the body to do okay by drinking urine rather than water, their own urine?
With this understanding of what we have, urine can be used energetically. I wouldn't be re-drinking it. The body's dumping it for a reason. We can make what we call pain pads, because in the Keshe Spaceship Institute, they teach how to do this with GANS materials. These are gases in as nano solids. You can use the water energized by these materials, and urine is in that state because the body converts the food into that state, GANS state, so it can utilize the fields, because our digestive system from our mouth to our anus is a vacuum system. There is no matter that passes through the walls like we were led to believe. It's all done through field interactions, and that's how matter is created. So as you're putting the food through, that food gets converted into GANS, and then it has a plasmatic gravitational field which interacts with the rest of your body's gravitational magnetic fields, and that's how the matter is created, your flesh and blood.
Hmm. Wow, that's how it's done. That's pretty cool. So we talked to somebody a few years ago that he was like totally whacked with all kinds of stuff. He did nothing but urine fast for about 2 or 3 months, and his body just figured it out and just healed. It was a crazy story.
Yeah. The biggest key factor is stop digestion. To allow the body to do its work. But we don't need to reintroduce the urine, because it's in a very strong, what we call high energy packets, that the body has to release because there's just too much. It doesn't need that stuff. Otherwise, it wouldn't be releasing it. Like when there's examples of, there's people living on absolutely just air, no liquids, no foods, and you don't urinate after a while. Your body stops urinating because the body doesn't need to produce any excess, what we call waste, because there isn't any to produce. It only produces what it needs, the energy to survive and keep going. So there's no waste produced. We like to look at urine and fecal matter as waste, but actuality, the body doesn't produce any waste. These are all converted for our body to utilize the fields, but we're taking in all this heavy third dimension matter, and the body's got to get rid of it. It can't store this stuff. It's got to dump it. It's just too much. Because at the end of the day, we're being created through fields, not through matter.
So we eat a baked potato. We are just utilizing whatever kind of fields are spirit we can get out of there after it's made into a potato.
Yeah, well, when you cook it, you're bringing it to a higher order. And this is why cooked foods is simpler to digest for people.
Yeah.
But the problem when you go into the cooked realm on most foods is they leave more obstructions. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and by leaving these obstructions, we start getting plugged up, and then we don't have proper field interaction, and the whole GI tract gets gunked up and so on and so forth, and we run into imbalanced states. So, you know, what we've noticed with fruit, raw or cooked, leaves the least obstructions. And this cooked juice, it doesn't leave, it just helps pull it out.
the grape juice, you're not really doing it for minerals or vitamins in the grapes itself.
No. The whole system, Patrick, we don't look at the matter states of what we're using. We're using and looking only at the field interaction of what we're taking in. We don't care about the matter state. We have some people that are stuck into the organics and this and that. We don't care. I don't care anything about that.
Okay, field interaction, in other words, the ethereal body, if you will, of the grape, or the information.
Yep.
And not the
soul.
The soul of the grape and not the...
Yep.
Yeah. And the grape's got a special kind of thing.
Well, grapes, it's the color, the dark color is one.
Yeah.
But, you know, Concord is a very powerful grape. It's got some wild strain in it. The more manipulated things are from man, the weaker they are. So we like to stick to things that are, you know, stronger, cherries, you know, haven't been manipulated too much. But the dark color is one of the key factors. We use these things for fields.
Fields, meaning the information or
the information,
the soul of that.
Yeah.
Now, tomato, potato.
Yeah. When we go back to food, we concentrate on eating foods much less that leave the least obstructions. And that would be mainly like a fruit diet, mainly as your staple, some salads and some steamed greens and so on and so forth. The more you start going away from that, the heavier and denser the matter, the more obstructions you're going to have. So people are all looking at these food pyramids. I threw that out, and I have an understanding of the spiral. So you have the center, which is your soul. All information, all one creation, all knowledge, all infinite source of energy is within that soul, in the dot, in the center of the soul, in the spiral. And we have that center spot, which is located in our physicality, in the middle of the brain behind the eyes. There's that small speck dot that you can see where the soul resides in the physicality on an MRI scan.
Oh, the pineal, then, the pineal gland?
No, it's behind that.
It's behind there.
Yep. So you from that soul, you know, once we start going out from that point into matter state, we start getting into the fields of the sun. The sun, you know, doesn't create any obstructions. Then we start moving out of the spiral into the air, and then we start getting into a little bit of obstructions, and especially in today's earth state. So there's a lot of stuff in the air that we start building a little bit of obstructions for even breathing air. So we also teach to breathe less is more as well. We're breathing way too much. That's another story. And then we start moving out into, start getting into the foods, the eating. So we start getting into like fruit, and then we start building a little bit more of obstructions. Then we start getting into the greens and the herbs. The herbs have a little less than the actual greens, because most greens on the market today are hybrid. And then we start getting into the heavier, denser foods of the fats and the proteins and the starches, and then the animal products and the dairy. And then we start going out and out of that spiral and getting heavier and heavier and denser matter. This is how we allow people to gain an understanding of what plasma is. It's a spiral, but it's in a 3D. You have an entry point and an exit point. The exit point is the magnetical, which is the giving, and the entry point is the gravitation, which is the taking, and the stronger of the two fields. So in order to open up the plasma to allow you to receive, which is what we are at soul essence, we have to give. And that allows the plasma to open up and receive. So as soon as humanity starts living in peace, balance, and correct conduct, this is going to start happening more and more and more. And then it's just going to be bang. People carrying guns will drop them. They won't even know what they are. This is where we're going.
So it's the whole basic spiritual principle of both ends are open. Otherwise, it gets clogged up. And then giving, of course, giving love is how we get love.
Yep. There's, you know... There's no other way to look at
no
it.
No other way. Yeah, it's just the way it works.
What we've done up to now doesn't work.
Doesn't
work. Look at the mess out there.
That's right. That's funny when you say it like that. So, there's no other way to look at it because look what's going on now.
So yeah, but we, you know, there's the beauty and the rest of the stuff. We concentrate on the beauty and bring in balance. We focus on the goals. This is where we want to go. Mm-hmm. Through intent and emotion, we'll get there. Because it's already started to move in that direction. I didn't finish my experience on the 108 days.
Okay.
I lost my 3/4 inch of my height. I regained that loss, Patrick, through the 108 days of the Master Fast.
You're 3/4 inch. You got taller again?
Yeah, and it was funny. I didn't understand. I didn't know. The only reason I know is because I had a visit from my first yoga teacher, which I haven't seen in 2 years when I came back from Italy. And we're talking. All of a sudden, he goes, "You grew." I go, "What are you talking about, Jim?" He goes, "You're taller." I go, "What?" So what did I do? I measured myself, and I go, "Holy jeez, he's right. I got my 3/4 inch back." And the basic understanding, the only way you can do that, Patrick, is through hydrating at the cell level. It's the only way you can do it. Dehydration is how you shrink, because dehydration goes along hand in hand with what? An over-acidic system, an imbalanced system, and it starts tearing down and breaking down the bone structure and all the cushions between the vertebrae and so on and so forth. So as you bring hydration in, you bring the balance back, because we have both systems. We're not supposed to be alkaline and we're not supposed to be acid. We have two systems. We have an acid system, which is our lymph system, and our energy system, and we have the blood system, which is slightly alkaline, and it's tied to the emotion. The lymph is tied to physicality. We have both systems, acid and alkaline, and they work together to create balance. Like people are focusing on chemistry, which is only a reflection of the effect of what's happening in the matter state window, which is a very small viewing window. We need to look beyond what's creating these effects. And that's where you go into the world of plasma. Plasma is where everything happens. In matter, we're only seeing the effects of the matter. So we need to come to a new understanding and add to the knowledge as we keep going. Why are these effects happening? But, you know, here we are in matter, you know, people playing chemistry and they're seeing things change, but they don't have the understanding truly of what's happening because they're not looking where it's coming from.
Well, if there's only one original cause, soul or spirit, which is what we are, everything else is effect, right? And if we're using effect to try to cure anything, it's not going to work. You're just going backwards.
Exactly, right? Patrick. And this is...
You're just going backwards. You're using effect.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. This is where, you know, we like to share the knowledge of, you know, start making this fasting lifestyle a part of you. And you will see the answers start coming up in plain sight. You know, especially when you start getting into these longer, what we call dry fasts. You know, when I did my first 12-day dry fast in Italy,
that
was a huge revelation for me. I reached the point when I hit, I think it was about 8 or 9 days, where I had absolutely no desires, Patrick. I've never felt that in my life. It was an amazing experience.
No kidding.
Revelation.
It was like, you were just like, boom, now, just nothing.
I was just there, and I was in total bliss, and I couldn't explain it. The feeling to anybody, there's no words to explain it. And I started going into the cold sea. It was winter there, jumping in into the sea. It was an amazing, amazing experience. I cannot put in words of how that changed my life, that 12-day dry fast. And it was the first time that I didn't feel my kidneys anymore because I had always those issues from that first initial 40-day fast experience. It's pushed me in bed for 2 years, but I've always had back pains even before that. So this was a huge, huge revelation in opening up my kidneys like never before. We concentrate and focus on getting them to open and what we call filtering. We want to see sediment in the urine, snowflakes or mucus or whatever,
actually,
or cloudy.
Actually see it in the urine. Then you know something's good's happening.
We know the kidneys are opened up, what we like the word used. That meaning the stagnation is being freed up and they're allowing to flow and the field interactions are working so they can do their job. The kidneys' function is solely to support the brain. This is what's taught in plasma science.
If you're doing a dry fast, though, I mean, it wouldn't be long before you're not urinating at all. Would you, or do you still?
12 days I urinated every day, but it gets less and less and less. You get to the point where you may be urinating maybe a half an ounce sometimes.
And it must be very dark.
Yeah, it could come out dark. You'd be surprised. Some days it may come out clear. What starts happening in dry fasting is the cells, through what Filonov says, they turn into incinerators in what we would like to look at in matter state. And they start burning the toxins instead of what we're traditionally doing, trying to move them out. But when we look at the plasmatic side of things, we're starting to release them of obstructions and allowing them to have proper field interactions to create matter and restore balance. This is the proper terminology of what dry fasting is. So you're tapping into your soul essence. And this is why answers start coming up to you and emotions start coming up and you find balance for them to let them and, you know, let them flow out. You know, everything that comes up through these long fasts, we like to say, you know, whatever it is, you need to embrace it and jump for joy. And anytime there's a change while you're fasting, it's great news. No matter what it is, it may look like you're dying, but once you have an understanding and you use the tools in our support system to, you know, support you, you start gaining the trust and the faith to push through, and you always come out better at the other end.
Here's an email. It says, "There is no leaky gut? Question mark. How does Pollux EZ exclusion zone, which is the fourth state of water, play a role in all of this? And the physics of light about mitochondria function and DC current in our electric body." I don't even understand that.
I'm not familiar with everything he's talking about, but when you start thinking about the GI tract as a vacuum tube and everything's done through field interactions, anytime you have a physical leak in the gut, you start getting big problems, and this is why we need to heal that up and get things working properly, because when you got a leak in that system, there's big problems. You'll start seeing all kinds of crap in the lymphatic system, in the blood system, and so on and so forth. And you can see what's going on if you have any leak in iridology. You know, we use eyes basically to see what's going on. You know, you have 26,000 nerve endings in the eyes from all parts of the body. It gives you a pretty good indication of what's going on in the physicality of the body. And you can see leaky gut, especially today. A lot of people are full of sulfur. You can see sulfur residues by kind of orangey, browny kind of color in the iris. That's traditionally looked at as a sulfur. And this could come from many sources, through pharmaceutical drugs, through environment. The tires of our cars have this sulfur in them to bind them, the glue. So it's all over environment, through industry and so on and so forth. And we're continually taking in this stuff in. So this is why we teach. It needs to be a lifestyle. Detoxification needs to be a part of your life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Otherwise, it starts backing up. And this is why we see imbalance.
Here's an email for you from John. Does Gino use some breathing exercises and increasing sunlight exposure to increase the effectiveness of eating a lighter diet? Also, does he think that breatharianism is possible?
Yes, to all of them. I practiced the HRM sun gazing method in when was that? About the time I was doing the high fat, which was about 6, 7, 8 years ago. I did the whole up to 45 minutes, 10 seconds adding on each day, sunrise or sunset, whenever you can get a window. Up here in Toronto, it took me over a year because we don't get a lot of sunlight. And then I got up to 45 minutes, and then you reduce it by a minute each day till you go back down to 15. And then you practice whenever you want, a few times a week, or walk barefoot as he suggests. And you don't need to do it ever again every day. But you could practice daily if you like. But there's a new understanding you can also do with your eyes closed. You're still getting field interaction, because now that we have a new understanding, you don't need to have your eyes actually open. But if you're doing it with your eyes open, you do it in the windows that we know are safe, below 2 UV at sunrise and sunset, 1 hour windows. So that was another revelation for me doing that practice. It was a beautiful meditative state. I actually lost my nearsightedness going through that. And it wasn't because of the actual sun gazing. I was doing the high fat raw vegan at the time, and my body was so plugged up lymphatically is what really caused my eyesight to go. I've restored quite a bit of my eyesight from that point since and continuously improving as we continue to clean house. But you know, all these practices, the breath is another thing that, as I mentioned, less is more. We like to ask people to look into the Buteyko type of breathing methodology, where, you know, the Russian doctor found that everybody who's sick breathes way too much. And we have a new understanding now with plasma science, thank goodness, that CO2 is vital for energy transfer. Our body is making it all the time. Every nanosecond, we're breathing it out. Why is our body making it? Because it's vital for energy transfer. You cannot have any energy transfer without CO2. And here they are telling us that CO2 is dangerous. We need to reduce it. Now, there's hardly anything in the air. It's a minuscule of a percentage. It's mostly nitrogen, a little bit of oxygen, and some other elements in the air. So, you know, this is a whole new understanding. We're taking in this nitrogen mostly, and, you know, the blood is utilizing... the lungs are converting it plasmatically into oxygen and through carbon and to any other element we need. Keshas actually has an interview on how we live on light. If I can find that interview, you guys can listen to it. It's done through ultraviolet conversion plasmatically in the lungs, and then the body starts creating the matter in that sense of whatever we need. So the evidence of us creating matter is right in front of our eyes, staring at us all the time. Just one, that one element, CO2, is part of the element structure. And our body can make any other element. The parathyroid is responsible for converting other elements that are abundant in our body to any other element it needs. So if for example, if you're deficient in selenium and you have abundance of calcium, plasmatically the parathyroid will convert it energetically to selenium, the calcium to selenium, so your body can utilize it as a selenium. The body is a miracle. Yeah. It's amazing. We don't need things from external. When we take in from things from external is where we're finding the problems that go into imbalance. But the biggest challenge, folks, is our belief system and our conditioning and our programming. We can't just jump and stop eating food. We're going to die. We can't just stop drinking everything. You know, we it's not going to happen. We need to do it in a progression, slow manner to bring the body back to its memory where it came from. Before we were born, we came from pure energy form. We didn't eat. We didn't poop. And we just need to remember that. And it's going to take some conditioning and training.
But, you know, isn't even the thought that if we just go on a dry fast tomorrow that we're going to die, that's just another belief system too.
Yeah, they tell us the 3 days without water, you're going to die.
Oh, you were using that as a, I'm sorry, you were using that as an example of, okay, I got it. I'm sorry, I missed your point. Here's an interesting email from another John. He is in San Francisco. Well, if soul creates everything, as Gino is saying, why couldn't soul create the idea that a baked potato is just going to go through with no obstruction?
Yeah, that's a great point.
It's a good point, John. Yeah, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, there are actually very few people that can turn matter into light. I haven't met one myself, but it doesn't mean it's not possible. I found for the most of us who have been so much indoctrinated with education and programming is to clean the physicality out and work that way. It's much, much simpler for us to do it that way than doing it the other way around. I still myself practice whatever I put in my body. I'm consciously turning it into light.
Yeah.
And it's gotten better and better, but I'm not able to completely have, for example, if I have a baked sweet potato, allow the physicality to not have any so-called negative effects. For example, if I eat any amount of grains, which I'll do very occasionally with my mother or whatever, I feel like I have broken glass throughout my body.
Wow.
But, you know, it's because it's such an inflammatory and dehydrating substance to the physicality. So, you know, this day and age compared to, I look at myself even 5 years ago, there's a huge difference. But I still minimize these things because as I'm moving to that state of belief and knowing, we come to the point is, why do we want to put these things in our body? We can feel so much better without them.
Yeah, if you don't need them, your point is well taken. Why even do it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't.
You know, it's, you know, some people live to eat, and some of us eat to live.
Yeah.
So we teach a lifestyle, less is more.
Gino, I knew a fellow back in the 80s. He was a gypsy, kind of a just really interesting guy, very evolved spiritually, and then also very wacko on one end, too. But he had a lot of, you know, I mean, there was, you knew he had something going on. And I would hang out with this guy. And, you know, he put out the idea of turning the matter into light. He said that you could eat nails if you were evolved in, you know, that kind of an idea.
If you remember that show, That's Incredible, years ago, there was a guy who was eating everything, bicycles, cars.
Yeah. Whatever. We have a guest that talks about that. This guy ate a whole car.
Yeah. Okay. So how did he do that?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. There are people who can do it. But for the average person like you and I, who've been so brainwashed and indoctrinated, we need some training, you know, a little bit of help. Do some master fast, and you're going to see your belief system is going to be increasing, because you're going to start doing 3-day dry fast where you thought living 3 days without anything, you'd die. And then your belief system starts getting more and more confidence and trust. And then you start getting up to 4 or 5 day dry fast, and 6 and 7 as time goes on. We don't advocate long dry fast within master fast. But when we go back on food, we tell people, we like to share, to teach people, you know, every season change, go for a long dry fast as long as you can go. You know, this is where we'd like to teach about it. More than 5 days, you should have supervision if you're new. So you get an understanding of what happens going through these dry fasts.
Many years ago, I did the, what they call that, Master Cleanse. What was it, Gino?
Was
it lemon juice, cayenne, maple syrup, and water?
Yep.
I did 21
yep.
days. It was easy. Yep. It was just easy. Now, what would be the difference if I did that today with either the grape juice or nothing, just 21 days dry?
There's not many people who have done that on dry, but there are people living on light. There's two different scenarios you have to look at here. One is an understanding that, you know, your body creates everything it needs, energy and all matter.
Right.
And the other, when you're thinking of a fasting, that's a different state. It's a different state. That's why, like I said at the beginning, we're looking at moving away from the word fasting.
Right.
Because it's actually, we're living this lifestyle part-time, all of us, anyway. We're living on light. We're not eating 24 hours a day. And continuously, your body's continuously has all this enormous amount of energy all day long. Where does it get the energy to digest food? Think about that. From the food? That's ludicrous. You know how much energy it takes to digest food?
A lot.
You could probably light up a whole house for a week.
That's true.
It's a huge amount of energy that's used to digest food, depending on what food. Like, fruit is the least amount, but then you get into the other foods, it takes hours for some digestion, right? Hmm.
So when you do the dry fast, then you don't do enemas, but it doesn't matter if you eliminate or not.
Not on dry fast. We don't focus. And this is where, you know, a master fast, we have the edge, because we're continuously working on cleaning the bowels with the juice, this and that. And we're going back and forth to dry and wet, dry and wet.
So
think about a sponge, Patrick.
Uh-huh.
You get a sponge that's full of gunk. How do you clean it out? You wring it out. Then you put new fresh water in. You keep doing that over and over and over. This is what we're doing with Master Fast System.
Oh, you could do. I just had a hit. Has people tried where you just do the grape juice and, you know, the lemon one day, and then do the dry fast and go back and forth?
We don't advocate using the grape juice that's cooked as a fasting mechanism without the whole support system. I've shared my way that I got in trouble in 1990, which I didn't understand back then, but we know now. There's people who have done these things, and we fully do not support it. There's people who've gotten in trouble who do not follow the protocol. So that's why we only support people who follow the protocol with everything there, because every single thing that we have in the protocol is there for a reason. And it's over 27 years of my experience and many, many, many amazing teachers that came to this system. It didn't happen overnight, folks. This is a long thing in the making, and it's continuously evolving. We continuously upgrade, and we just started upgrading again the protocol last night on the website.
So what's the difference between these different tincture kits?
Okay, we also have many forms of Master Fast. We have a mini option Master Fast, where you're you're eating so many days a week and so on, going back and forth. So you retrain yourself to fast and break your fast, fast and break your fast. The biggest challenge people have is not the fast, is after the fast, going back on food. They go nuts. Some people, the emotions go crazy and they start eating everything, which is very dangerous. People don't die fasting, they die eating. If you don't believe that, go look at every single person who dies every second of the day and ask them if they were eating. I can guarantee you 99.999% of them were eating. So we have what we call a hybrid, where we've designed for children, for elderly people who just don't have the concept and we don't want to fast for certain reasons. So we put them on the hybrid. A hybrid is exactly the same as a mass fast. You do everything the same, except you have one fruit meal a day. And if you're still hungry, you may have a salad or raw soup. And that's, we're getting good results with that on children and elderly people. Hmm. So you can start off on that.
What's the minimum amount of the herbal that you can take?
Okay. For the hybrid type of fast, we have the Star Formation 4 kit or the Super 6. That's a minimum enough to use for the hybrid type of master fast. And then when we start getting into the what we call the full master fast, full on with absolutely no eating involved, we suggest either the Divine 9 kit or the Last Supper 12. And that's for full support, the Last Supper 12, of all the organs and glands in the body, mind, spirit, emotion. It covers everything. That's what these herbs are doing, because they're highly elevated. They're working on every level. As soon as you put these tinctures on your mouth, remember, we're using the fields. We're using the energy of them. We're not using the matter state of the herbs. And these are very specific formulas. It's 2-to-1 ratio, 50% sugarcane alcohol that you're not going to find on the market anywhere. They're all watered down. I have friends of mine who specifically spent years developing a way to extract a true 2-to-1. And we're using the energy of these marvelous souls. And as soon as it touches your tongue, we're getting the benefit on the emotional level of these herbs. And that's why they're an essential part of the Master Fast system. So the 12 is a really, really good support. I suggest everybody use the 12 when they're doing the full-on Master Fast. And any serious people who have serious health challenges, we will actually put them on maybe even more extra support. We have like 60 different formulas that we work with. But the kits are pretty much good for 90% of the people out there that it'll cover you.
And you know the people and work with them and the people that make these things, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
And we also have the kidney tea. That's another part of the protocol. We call it when we start the wet window and we end the window, wet window, we start with the TNT, tea and tinctures. So we have a half a cup to one cup of the tea, and we have our herbal tinctures according to proportion of dosage for weight. And we do that first. Then we do our plasma pudding once a day, either at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. And then at the end of the day of the wet window, we do the TNT again. So it's a very simple program. And in between that, we're sipping, not drinking the grape juice with the lemon.
Well, you're a wild man, Gino. Good to talk to you. It's just great. final question. Here's from Denise. She says, I'm treating my water with plasma energy pads. Should I drink this water only?
Well, I don't suggest anybody drinking water. When we energize water with GANS, plasma, I only suggest you take it as medicine, like a teaspoon 3 times a day, or add it to your juices and stuff like that. I don't advocate drinking any water ever again.
Wow.
Not necessary. I haven't drank water myself in the last since I started dry fasting. It's coming up to 4 years. In that 4 year period of pure water, Patrick, I think it may be at the maximum 2 gallons.
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't drink water.
And your skin, hair, nails, everything works? You digest?
I destroyed myself in the high fat. I lost all my hair. I destroyed my enamel on my teeth. I started having issues with SI joints popping out, ribs popping out. This was on the high fat.
Wow.
I had numerous issues, and I was just ignoring it, believing in the science, until the point came where if I kept going, I would have been dead, because I had a horrific fungus infection from head to toe at the end of that. And then I finally woke up. My memory was going, everything. So I woke up out of that wonderful experience, and I started bringing my health back. My hair stopped falling out and so on and so forth, and everything's returning slowly but surely. But I did so much damage It's incredible. Like the joint pains and this and that, you know, everything has started reversing itself. I'm in a very, very good state now than when I started after that high fat stunt.
Yeah. Wow. But we have so many people do well on this ketogenic diet. I wonder what that's about.
Well, I've talked about it about earlier. If you're coming from a North American diet, you'll do good for a while. Until your lymphatic system starts backing up. There's also genetics that have a factor, people with strong genes. You get some of them that'll eat McDonald's, they'll live to 90 years old. And you're going to see that is being wiped out as we speak, that genetics from these strong gene people. You're already starting to see parents outliving children. And the new generation of children, we're seeing very weak genetics coming in. Even babies, it's crazy what we're seeing. We need to turn this around. We need to rebring and strengthen the genetics line of people. And the emotional factor is another thing that most people don't look at, which is the most important. We carry all the emotional traits of all our ancestors since the beginning of time from both ends and beyond. And we carry all that, so we can add to the imbalance, or we can start to restore the balance for all that lineage. And this is the power of what we're talking about, bringing everything back to peace, balance, and correct conduct.
Christine writes, how does your guest explain the fact that when people are starving in Africa and other places, their stomachs swell and they die from lack of food?
That's simple. Number one is, what are they being sent to eat? The few times that they do eat, they're eating glue, grains, and so on and so forth. And in a body that's starving, that's the absolute worst thing you can do, is breaking a fast improperly by eating grains. You can kill yourself. So these poor souls down there, they just don't have the knowledge. They're in a starvation mode, being state, and they just need some new information, and they need to be assisted to bring them out of that obstructive state, because their physicality is so obstructive. Their emotions are obstructed and their belief systems obstructed. Starvation and fasting is not the same state of being. It's two different things, as well as living on prana, light, and prana, plasma is a different state of being that fasting is. So these are just different states of belief system and conditioning and programming that we need to upgrade our knowledge, and we keep adding to the knowledge.
Another question similar. In some countries, an emailer writes, there are camps set up to allow people to fast to death as a spiritual effort to end war. These people die from lack of food.
Exactly. They're in a starvation mentality mode.
They believe they're going to die.
Of course.
No.
And that's their purpose, to be that martyr. You know, that's not what we're doing. Bulimia, anorexia, these have nothing to do with what we're doing. People, they will lose weight, and some people have gone to skin and bones on Master Fast, but we've had people start on skin and bones and no longer skin and bones, because they've corrected their field interaction. The cloudiness is gone through the GI tract, so the body can start creating matter the way it's supposed to, because these people couldn't put on any weight before, no matter what they ate.
So, Gino, then do you think then that the body is always trying to make balance, no matter what we're eating?
Always.
Always, isn't
always.
It? Every moment,
always.
Right?
It can't stop.
It can't stop. That's what it does for a living, right? That's what it does.
Once it stops, we cease to exist in this physical realm.
Yeah.
I like to put it, when we're out of balance, it's an erratic, very rough dance.
Yeah.
And as we start restoring and cleaning house and so on, it starts getting into this delicate, beautiful dance with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And it remains that way. It can't stop, because stagnation is disease. So we continuously have this elegant dance with balance to allow and restore balance. This is plasma. It's continuously interacting with each other, the two or more plasmas. And we're actually interacting with all the plasmas in the universe continuously. We can't stop. And this is the beauty of, the new understanding of this new knowledge. It's less is more. This is the world of less is more.
Yeah, yeah. Would you please have him speak on the animal world in general and their eating habits? Some eat all day, like cows.
Well, those are domesticated animals. We were doing tests with ocean water. Of spraying fields on pastures, and the cows would be done eating in a couple hours versus eating all day on fields that were not I think, you know, you remember Don Jansen.
We both know Don Jansen, and they would do the Buffalo Fields, and it was amazing.
What are we doing there, Patrick? We're bringing in the new information. The ocean, man, it's in a GANS plasmatic state. That information is in a perfect balance all the time. So we're spreading it on the field, and it's restoring balance.
How can we use ocean water here in our physical bodies now to help ourselves? Can we use it at all?
If like people talk about taking in salts and so on and so forth, if you want to take in any type of salts, I would suggest the only forms you take in is liquid ocean water in its pristine state, far away from any shorelines. Yeah. Very small amounts. Spray it on your food. I used to do that a lot before. But I wouldn't consider you doing any other forms of salt in the body. The body doesn't need these. We can use forms of element in a GANS state energetically without ingesting them. Like I suggested, using the urine. We don't need to be taking this stuff in. We can use them energetically and much more powerful and much safer, because the body on a plasmatic side, when you're using fields externally, the body will only take in what it needs, no more.
So even the idea that we really have to have salt to live, and the word salary comes from salt, and people used to have wars over salt, you think that's an illusion as well?
Well, your body creates elements.
So your body can create it, what you're saying, just like everything.
And talking about the animal world that she was touching on, you know, animals are a direct reflection of man's emotion. They're eating and killing each other because this is the state of humanity is today. As soon as humanity flips and changes into that state of peace, balance, and correct conduct, we'll have the lion laying with the lamb. It's going to happen instantaneously. It's going to be that 100th monkey syndrome. We're starting to build up and get to that exponential growth of this state of being on this planet. I truly believe that. And this is what they're doing. It's a direct reflection of us.
Well, Gino, you're fun to talk to. God love you. Good job. Okay. It's Gino. He's at MasterFastSystem.com. MasterFastSystem.com. And you can, how do the people get involved in the private kind of Facebook thing? How does that work? Do you know?
Just get a free Facebook account and join, put in a request to join, answer the questions, and we let you in. Everybody's welcome.
If you go on to your MasterFast on Facebook, it's obvious how to get in the system.
Yep. Simple.
I bet you have some fun interactions with people and their experiences.
Oh, yeah. There's not much we have not seen, but the miracles always surprise us. It's just a beautiful thing to watch miracles happen, people.
Finally, what do you think is going to come of the whole cash energy thing? Is this going to get out, or what's your opinion on this?
It's already out. It's just a matter of time as we hit that exponential growth where it's a normal thing. We're seeing the teachings of his plasma science in things on the market already. Companies are catching on because it's all open source. He's released it out, and people are able to utilize these technologies and nanotechnologies and so on and so forth. So we're going to see more and more and more of this stuff happen. We have my friend Giovanni in Italy. I spent 8 months with him, and his daughter was and her boyfriend was killed in this car accident, which we have an understanding it wasn't an accident, and she was put in a severe coma with brain damage and so on and so forth, and facial structure damage, a hip fracture, broken hip. And they put her in palliative care. They brought her, she was in a coma. They brought her out of coma using plasma science. And they restored her. She was on a feeding tube and so on and so forth. Just a few months ago, they took her off of a feeding tube. She's able to eat now and walk. And so, and this is just using plasma science. They're restoring the function of her brain.
Wow. When you were there, did you see actual in-person evidence that this technology using divine spirit or plasma can turn on lights and do things?
Well, just speak of Giovanni. He put one of Kesh's MagRav units in his home. He has solar panels. He got approximately 50 to 70% savings on his electricity, and his solar panels increased production by over 20%.
Wow. so he can incorporate it in with solar.
Not necessarily. He already had solar in his house.
I see. Yeah.
The Magrath system is a unit that works on pulse of the electrical system to activate it and generate plasma. And it starts nano coating the wiring of the house, and it takes a few months for that to happen. Once you see that, you see the electricity consumption go down.
Wow.
So there's many, many forms. Like you're asking, I was making simple pain pads while I was in Italy, and I was handing them out to my relatives that are there, because I have a lot of relatives there. And, I've seen one of my children's aunts. She was hunched over for several weeks. I gave her a pain pad, and I went back a few weeks later. She was walking straight. I go, what happened? She couldn't stop thanking me. Just one little pad, which is a Ziploc bag with paper towel and wet with liquid plasma water, Patrick.
Yeah, I've seen those things. Can people buy those things?
You can make it so simply. The GANS materials, you can buy some of the GANS materials. They're available in the Kesh shop in the USA, Kesh USA, and also Kesh for international. And you could get yourself this GANS material, or you can make it. And then you energize your water, clean water source, distilled is preferred. And then you use that water to make these pain pads. It's so simple. The best is to use two pain pads. You basically get a large Ziploc bag and a small one about half the size, and you either put paper towel, or you can use a cotton cloth, something natural or something like that with no color, and you wet these, and then you let them dry out. Don't even put them in there wet. Let them dry, and then put them in the bag and seal them up. And you have your fields. You can't kill plasma fields. We have the couple in Australia who did a lot of experimental research in their greenhouses with plants, Patrick. And they published these results, a night and day difference, Patrick. They were not able to get shelf life of more than, I think it was 9 days through their greens that they were growing. I think they're like a microgreen.
Uh-huh.
Once they introduced the plasma in the water, the energy only, they were testing them up to 40 something days. They were still, they didn't go bad. They were turning yellow, but they didn't go rotten.
It's amazing. Ah, boy, a lot of fun.
It goes
stuff.
On. Yeah. It goes on and on and on. We just keep sharing and expanding that and adding on to the knowledge.
Well, good job, Gino. It's an honor to have you on. It was real fun. Thank you for spending so much time with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay, thank you, sir. MasterFastSystem.com. Gino, check it out. Oh, boy, that was fun.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.